Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back like we never left for hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. And of course, we had a loaded hour one. We've got a loaded hour two. But before I send it off to Chris to get us started here, I did want to say that at 5:30, right before the Fox News break, we do have a pair of tickets that we are giving away. It's another pair of what we were talking about late last week, Ballet Pensacola's Cinderella. It's a pair of tickets for that. We've got details on that and more coming up in about 15 minutes.
Okay, 5:12 News Radio 92.3. Had a very unique invitation, and I took them up on it. Today I was invited to meet the new players for the Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Oh,
really?
There
are new teams in town. They were on the ice, not skating, but they were assembling at the Bay Center. And Greg Harris, the owner of the team, asked, come on down, meet all the folks. So I got a chance to talk with Greg, and you guys are going to be running that interview over on the ESPN side. Tomorrow, I believe it is.
Oh, really?
And also, we got a chance to sit down and I had a nice sit down with Gary Graham. He's, of course, the coach of the Ice Flyers, and what he's done for this team this year. I'm very excited about it, but he has brought in a lot of defensive players. And from the right puck side, they were a left team last year. Now they're going to try to balance it off. He's got some players that are coming in here. Tim Faulkner, he re-signed. As they call him, a hard-nosed defensive player. Anyway, the way that Gary calls this thing, flexibility is the operative word this year.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to look at some really good hockey coming up from the Ice Flyers. First game going up. They're 19th, I believe it is. They're playing Huntsville, team that did them in last year.
All righty. Well, speaking of just some local good news here, particularly regarding athletics, oddly enough, Pensacola's annual Soul Bowl youth football tournament was held over the weekend. It was the 32nd year for the event. Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May says, talked about it, bringing families together, kids from all walks of life together as well. Thousands of people at Blue Wahoo Stadium for that event. It was on Saturday afternoon, so there's some good news for you.
Okay, summer courts, well, we're talking about SCOTUS here.
Right.
Yeah, the break's over. Summer's over. It's time to get back to school. And a new term of arguments and opinions began today. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Justices will consider gun laws and the death penalty in the term's first week, hearing a case tomorrow about the Biden administration's regulations of so-called ghost guns. Wednesday, a death row inmate's challenge reaches the high court. At issue is whether Richard Glossop, convicted of a 1997 murder for hire in Oklahoma, had his constitutional rights violated by prosecutors who failed to disclose psychiatric treatment of a key witness. Over the next several months, justices will consider bans on gender-affirming care for children, environmental regulations, and a First Amendment challenge to a Texas law requiring age verification for pornographic websites. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, if you were thinking about attending the opening for the second phase of Bruce Beach on Saturday, don't do it. Just blow that one off. Environmental concerns with high levels of bacteria in local waters have caused city officials to delay that opening. It's officially titled the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project. Originally scheduled for Saturday, Bruce Beach tested poor for high bacteria levels on six, go ahead and count them, six consecutive levels between September 9th and September 25th. FDOH Escambia posted a no swim advisory as the public is advised to stay out of the water.
5:15 here. Not good at all. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, happy to say it was, for the most part, pretty smooth sailing hour one. We just have congestion in our usual areas. That appears to still be the case now. We do have some backups developing on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, it's just more of the same. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it should be a sunny, beautiful Tuesday, high of 88, low of 68.
You know, I was talking about the Ice Flyers a few moments ago, and I doggone forgot, I'll call it a senior moment here, more breast cancer awareness events coming up this fall, and why I kind of frame this, the Pensacola Ice Flyers and Penn Air Credit Union debuting a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey. It's a beauty.
I've seen them.
Cool. I got a chance to see it in person.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, boy, this thing's nice. The jerseys will be up for sale all this month. A portion of each sale will be donated to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola. Again, Ice Flyers, first game of the season. Don't forget this one. Huntsville, Saturday the 19th in the Bay Center.
Alrighty, we've got Pensacola police investigating allegations that a teenager generated AI deepfake images of several teen girls and young women. The suspect, he's an 18-year-old high school student. He allegedly got photos of the victims from their social media accounts, and another student saw these photos and alerted the girls that were depicted. PPD is now investigating.
You know, if you look at the map of the peninsula of Florida and how this storm can potentially affect the state, get this. If it makes landfall, and they're saying there's a 20-mile range, either north or south, it can affect a whole lot of people.
Yep.
in determining actually the landfall for storm surge. If you look at that map, boy, the water comes in from the Gulf and really just smashes up into Tampa Bay, pushes it right up there. It's no place to go for this. So, Tampa Bay is preparing, I guess, as you can say, for the worst on Wednesday.
Right. It is. It's because we've been hearing about the severity of this storm, and some of the numbers that you're hearing now aren't going to be the same when it makes landfall, obviously. That's just how storms work. But it is nonetheless expected to be quite harsh.
Yeah, and I also want to point out, that landfall 20 miles north or south of the center. But you forget about this. Don't forget about this. It's going to cross the state. And it's still going to pack a punch all the way through Daytona Beach.
Yes.
Coming out the other side. So Florida is on extreme alert for the next few days.
And shelters are beginning to open in Central Florida because of this. For people who are trying to escape, Milton Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says that the bare necessities will be provided. Excuse me. Of course, the number that we've heard swirling around is 175 miles per hour. Counties along Florida's west coast have been ordered to evacuate as the area tries to recover, of course, from the devastation left by Helene.
Yeah, that's 175 out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's why we were saying these numbers. Don't think you're going to be getting hit with 175 mile per hour winds.
And you're absolutely right. And, it's just that storm is just churning over warm water right now.
Right.
And it's just picking up speed and picking up speed. Once the wind shear, and it will be hitting some shear here, that will we'll get a better idea in terms of landfall and the numbers associated with that.
Yeah.
Coming up in 6 or 7 minutes here, I'm going to take you down to Tampa.
All right.
We're going to check in with Fox 13. Jim Weber, he's over at the weather desk over there, and we're going to check in. As they are live on the air, we'll stop in and see what they're doing in terms of telling all the folks in the Tampa Bay Clearwater area what they should be doing at this moment.
For sure. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break right now. When we return, we've got some more national stuff going on. As far as Vice President Harris honoring the victims of the Hamas terrorist attacks, on the one-year anniversary of said attacks. And, of course, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, right before 5:30 in our Fox News break, we will give a pair of tickets away to Pensacola Ballet Cinderella. That and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 near the intersection with Chemukla Highway. That's particularly if you're traveling westbound. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees here in Pensacola with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 88 and a low of 68.
Okay, so you're thinking about putting the kids in the car and you're loading them up and heading down to Disney, are you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but I just wanted to give you the theme parks, if they're open or they are not open, just to give you a heads up. Walt Disney World, Orlando Universal, let's see here, there's a couple other, SeaWorld and... SeaWorld Orlando and also Busch Gardens. They are open, but they're monitoring the storm, they say. So, in other words, that gives them the right to pull that trigger at any given time that the storm does possibly get bad. Also, airports coming up here. You heard us talking to Todd Payne a few moments ago. He's, of course, the assistant director out at PLS. St. Pete Clearwater is closing Tuesday after the last flight leaves. That's Tuesday evening. Tampa International will suspend operations at 9 tomorrow morning and ask travelers to check with their airline for flight information. Of course you would. Absolutely. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Jacksonville, Orlando. Excuse me. Still open, but on a very limited basis. Let me just take you to Tampa right now. Fox 13, Tampa's Jim Weber at the weather desk this afternoon. And the news isn't all that great.
This is now a Category 5. Winds have increased to 160 miles an hour. So this storm has not only rapidly intensified, we're talking about extreme intensification with this storm. So it is a very powerful storm. Still talking about a major hurricane making landfall. So this is an extremely, extremely dangerous situation along the west coast of Florida. Hurricane watches and the storm watches are out. Those will be upgraded as we go through the day to warnings. Now, we're looking at all the various computer models, and typically we're looking at these and they're really honing in. The models have struggled just because there's so many moving parts to this forecast as far as all the different components with the cold fronts and everything. So it's going to continue to be really somewhat of a guessing game as we go through the next several days. And those small changes in this forecast track, they could potentially make very big differences on the impacts that you feel at your house. But regardless of any of that, the storm surge, that is still coming, and that is going to be life-threatening along the coastline, potentially 8 to 12 feet from that center to the right of where this is. So right now, this is now a Category 5 hurricane. You can see that very small eye with this. Now, this is a small, compact storm right now, but small storms like this, they go through Iowa replacement cycles. So as this fluctuates and it goes through one of those, the storm will weaken. But as it weakens, it will also expand in size. And it's quite possible that we could see this go through a couple of Iowa replacement cycles. So it'll be a weaker storm, but it's going to be a larger storm by the time it works its way over us. So here is now the special advisory, winds at 160 miles an hour, still moving to the east-southeast. It's working its way right near the Yucatan Peninsula. But as we go through the next several days, you see it making that turn and then working its way much closer to us as we head into Tuesday, heading into Wednesday, making landfall along our coastline. Now, we're always telling you, don't focus in on the line because it can still go anywhere in here, but I will tell you, anywhere from the line to the right, that's where you're going to feel the worst part of this. That's that strongest side of this. So where's that center going to go? Too close to call at this point. But right now, the latest idea is this could head right over Tampa Bay or potentially even to the north of Tampa Bay. And that is really a worst case scenario for the Tampa Bay region as far as that storm surge, getting that maximum storm surge into the bay. So we've got the watch out essentially for all of Central Florida, extending inland as well. This is a powerful storm. It will be moving along, so even well away from the coastline, there will be those hurricane force winds. Right now, conditions not bad. I mean, so you still have time to finish your preparations. If you're going to evacuate, if you've been ordered to evacuate, you want to heed those warnings. You want to move away from the coastline.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Again, that audio is courtesy of Fox 13 Tampa there. Got just about a minute left before our Fox News break. Got a pair of tickets to Pensacola Ballet Cinderella, or Ballet Pensacola, excuse me. Pair of tickets for their production of Cinderella. And I've got a very easy question. If you text into 850-437-1620, what is the name of Cinderella's love interest? Text in that answer to 850-437-1620. It may sound like you need to see Cinderella to know the answer. I haven't seen Cinderella, and I know the answer.
Did she only have one?
Yeah, the royal guy, poor thing. I'll say royal, the royal guy. There's your hint, but I don't want to give his title because that gives it away.
He doesn't drive a pumpkin, does he?
I haven't seen Cinderella, so I'm going to say I don't know, but text in 850-437-1620. The first person to name her love interest will get those pair of tickets with the details on what days those tickets will be usable.
Okay, Orlando International closing Wednesday, by the way.
Yes, that news just now coming in.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm, as it barrels closer to Florida's west coast. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
Those winds up to 175 miles an hour. It really was an explosion as far as how quickly this has strengthened. And yesterday morning, wind speeds were down 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, jumped very quickly up to that 175.
The system threatening the densely populated Tampa Bay area with a Wednesday landfall. Many in Israel marking a somber anniversary, remembering the victims of the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 dead, several others taken hostage.
A year after the October 7th attack against Israel, 101 hostages remain inside Gaza. More than half of them, according to a senior Israeli official, are still alive.
Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court today rejecting an appeal brought by X. The suit brought on by Elon Musk's social media company arises from special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into former President Trump over alleged election interference in 2020, which the Supreme Court stopped earlier in the year by ruling that presidents do have broad immunity from prosecution for official acts that are taken in office. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today. The Dow fell nearly 400 points. The S&P 500 dropped 55, and the NASDAQ tumbled 213. Shares of backup power company Generac Holdings surged more than 7.6% today as Hurricane Milton rapidly strengthened into a Category 5 storm. Milton is forecast to move north of the Yucatan Peninsula today and tomorrow. U.S. crude oil futures for November up more than 3.9% to just around $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
This is Zach Gelb, Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Following the loss to the Minnesota Vikings, the New York Jets are now 2-3 to start the season. The revamped offensive line stinks. Aaron Rodgers looks like a 40-year-old quarterback playing on one leg. Breece Hall is missing in action, and the Jets are one of the worst coached teams in the league. And if New York loses to Buffalo next week, Woody Johnson must fire Robert Saleh to try to turn this season around. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture?
Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's a mellow vibe for you.
You know, you have a future being a disc jockey, I'm telling.
Yeah, I got a song for everybody.
There you go.
Just past 5:35 here, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. With the time here, as we do every day at this time, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, want to give a congrats to Karen from Pensacola. She won the tickets by guessing Prince Charming. I mean, come on.
Did you ever watch Hee Haw back in the days?
Did I ever watch what?
Okay, never mind. There was a part in Hee Haw that they always they'd all stand on the stage and go salute.
All right,
so, Karen, salute.
Yeah,
there you go.
I would not have gotten that reference. I've heard of Hee Haw or whatever, but I would not have gotten.
You don't
that
know
reference.
Who Junior Samples is?
Not by the name, though.
No. It's almost
like there's an age
I bet
gap.
You there's
here.
Some texters out there that know who I'm talking about. Junior Samples.
I don't doubt it for a moment. Alrighty, but once again, congrats to Karen. She said
Buck
she wanted
Owens,
to.
Buck Owens, you know Buck Owens.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a minute. The thing is, congrats to Karen. She said she was going to take her daughter to that showing of Cinderella. So
yeah,
congrats to them there. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, just have some minor backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But once again, those are spots you would expect to see giving you trouble at this time each and every afternoon. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be very similar. Another beautiful, clear sky day with a high of 88 and low of 68.
Okay, it's 5:40, 20 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Hey, thanks for having us on this afternoon. I always like to have a little bit of fun and rag on some of these things we talk about. Yeah, Junior Samples was his character on Hee Haw. And he was a character, let me tell you. Hee Haw. Okay, you want to talk some high school football?
Sure.
Interesting weekend that was.
Yes.
Okay.
I said so.
Interesting weekend that was. You guys did a kind of a mindless game the other night. Pensacola, what happened? 23, what happened to Booker T. Washington?
I thought they were going to be a decent home underdog.
A lot of people did.
And it was their homecoming game.
Yeah, I watched it on television.
Yeah, but Pensacola, they took complete control of that game and didn't even let the Wildcats get on the board.
And let me tell you something. Our broadcast crew put those guys to shame. I turned the audio down, and I turned the radio up.
Okay, that's good.
You know, and I enjoyed listening to the radio broadcast.
Jordan and Jeremy, they do a great job.
They were more colorful. In other words, when I say colorful, not they're colorful, but they were talking
they're
about
commentary,
specifics.
Yeah,
there's specifics about the play, and you could follow it by looking, but you know, it was a great radio broadcast.
That's a good talent to have in radio because you can't, when you're watching on TV, you're seeing it. So you don't have to explain as much of what's going
on. Theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
absolutely.
We talked about the Pensacola Booker T. Washington game. How about this one? This had to be a yar. Oh, is it going to ever get over? Jay over Central, 49-0.
Yeah, that was the Thursday night game last week.
That's right.
Yeah, Jay, man, congrats to the Royals there. That's all you can say. Good game, man.
They kicked it, man. Escambia over Navarre, 28-18.
You know, Navarre kind of lingered in that game. Good on them. It's tough to beat Tate on the road and then Escambia on the road in back-to-back weeks.
Gulf Breeze is really having a bad year this year.
Yes, they are.
West Florida, 35, Gulf Breeze, 7. I can't remember them having a season like this.
It's been years. Whew. It's been a long time.
All right, Baker over Northview, 26.
26 to what? 20 to 6. Oh, okay.
26 to 12 to 4, Chicago's song. You might remember that one.
Close enough, yeah. 25 or 6 to 4.
25 or 6 to 4.
Okay.
I knew those numbers were in the combo, kind of like the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, somewhere. But no, okay, so 20 to 6. Yeah, Baker, I knew, especially with them being at home, that could be a tough one for Northview to overcome.
I'm impressed. Pace down Madison County, 35-31 on the road.
Ooh, that was a tough one. Because we're keeping track of the scores in the booth or in the studio. So I'm watching Pace and Madison.
To you guys, yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching them go back and forth. It's like, oh, dang. Yeah, but Pace, hey, got the win.
I even listened to your halftime show.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I find a lot to ramble about.
It was good ramble. You know, we were concerned about could Pensacola Catholic keep up with the Alabama Catholic schools. You darn right they can.
Yes.
Pensacola whipped up on Mobile Christian. It was 48-20.
Yeah, that was a big win there for them. And yeah, they proved me wrong because, as I said, I didn't know anything about Mobile Christian, but I just knew Catholic struggled the last time they played in out-of-state school.
I think it was a Montgomery.
Montgomery Catholic, yeah.
Okay, Pine Forest in overtime, Downing Crestview, 13-7. Overtime game.
Yeah. I knew Crestview could give them a scare, especially at home. I did not expect such a low-scoring game and for it to go beyond regulation, no less.
All right. UWF, they were mad. That's all I can say is Saturday, the Argos were mad. Mad football team.
I wasn't trying to be like mean last week when I was saying, they should decimate Mississippi College.
They took your word for it.
Yeah,
they're
just a struggling school.
They outscored Mississippi College 31-0 Saturday.
Yep.
This weekend on Penn Air Field, the Argos face a pretty darn good Delta State team.
Yes.
I want to tell you that. Kickoff at 4, Saturday Live on our sister station, ESPN, Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. I will get that.
I will. Delta State, 4-1 on the year. They haven't played as tough of opposition as West Florida has. And they're coming to West Florida for what is the Argos homecoming game.
It is.
So Delta State is going to have a ball game on their hands. I've got the Argos getting an upset there, but it'll be a close one.
Did you shed a tear on Saturday for FSU?
No, because it was expected. I thought they were lucky the game was as close as it was.
Yeah. They're just not clicking. I watched it.
Right.
They just weren't clicking. I don't know. The chemistry's not there. Something is definitely wrong at Doak Campbell.
My old man was yelling at the TV because
good for him.
He's a big FSU fan and he knows that Florida State's down. Obviously, how could you not? But I mean, oh my gosh, there were it was like 3 out of 4 or 5 plays wide open passes down deep and they couldn't catch them. It hit them right in the hands. They couldn't catch it. There were a couple. I think it was like back to back plays. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, catch the friggin' ball. I mean, you play at Florida State. Come on,
Clemson 29, FSU 13.
Yeah, as I said, they were lucky the game was that close.
Okay, FSU at Duke.
Yeah.
Florida
State's going to be coming off a bye. They've never lost to the Duke Blue Devils.
Predictions are they going to win the game.
Well, but that's the thing. Duke was unbeaten up until just a couple days ago. They got exposed by Georgia Tech like people thought they would. But they're having a far better year than FSU, and they are at home for that game. If this is the year Duke's going to beat Florida State, or if they don't beat Florida State this year, they never will.
You know, it's the start of the Manny Diaz tour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's, gosh.
Yeah. And after that, it's at Miami. So they got a pair of tough road games coming up.
Okay. 6 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it live. News Radio 92.3 should be a very interesting take there.
Just past 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do still have our usual backups there. And eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. Oops, scratch that. We do have, now that I'm seeing it, an accident report. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 90, this is just in front of the Chili's, so near the Target area. If you're traveling westbound there, we do have some congestion in that immediate vicinity, but it's not too severe, at least at this time. As for the weather, 87 with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful Tuesday, sunny day, high of 88, low of 68.
Okay, that's what you call live radio. Yeah. Doesn't get much liver than that.
Yeah, now that I get a closer look here, we've got a car accident.
Okay, 547 News Radio 92.3. Car maker Toyota. Now, in New Orleans, you know how we would say that? Toyota.
All right.
So I'll say, I'll go with you. I'll go with the New Orleans pronunciation of this. Car maker Toyota announces a change to its electric vehicle plans in Fox's Jeff Manasso. He has the deals and he has the details in this Fox Wheels report.
It's Fox Wheels.
After investing over $1 billion in its Kentucky electric vehicle manufacturing plant, Toyota says it's now delaying production of U.S.-made EVs until at least 2026, citing a variety of factors, including design changes and a stalling EV market. Ford's all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup doubling sales in Q3, unloading over 7,000 units after it sold only 3,500 of its full-sized EV pickups in Q3 of last year. The first ever all-EV, air quotes, gas station opens this month in California. Rove is the company behind the new EV fill-up spot in Santa Ana, saying it plans on EV gas stations in other California locations that come with dozens of fast-charging ports, a car wash, convenience store, and a Wi-Fi lounge where customers can wait. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I was noticing on the clothesline feed that we got from Fox, they were showing the freeways around Central Florida, particularly the 4 freeway, which runs, of course, from Orlando over to Tampa.
Right.
Then you got the 75 running up from the split, going north up into like the Ocala-Gainesville area. Anyway, we mentioned this to you. Today, the state is opening highway shoulders for potential mass evacuations. I showed you. I pointed it out. You saw the traffic backup.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's real bad. Right now, FDOT is monitoring traffic flow. As soon as traffic speeds are down to 40 miles per hour, the state will open highway shoulders for travel to relieve the traffic congestion. We're seeing it. And I'm sure they've already implemented that phase from FDOT on that side of the equation. And you might have heard me off mic here, but that the storm, I was amazed.
Right.
180 miles an hour, moving east at 10. Now, with that said, it's in the open water.
Yes.
The water's warm. And if you're not going to see any, listen, when it gets to be 130 miles an hour or it's 180 miles per hour, it's bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. So there, the folks at the National Hurricane Center have just passed on to me on that they're predicting that storm probably to make landfall on Wednesday afternoon, evening, but more so in the 125 to 130 range.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch of hour number two like we always do. I just rhymed. Also, we got Wall Street numbers and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, we played that as a bumper song just a little while ago, but I was shuffling through and I saw it just last moment. I'm like, ah, that one works. That's agreeable. Everybody loves James Taylor. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. As I'm speaking, it is 5:53 on the dot. We'll go ahead and knock these out since I hinted at it before break. Wall Street closing sharply lower to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 98 points. Wow. To fall to 41,954. The S&P 500 lost 55 points to 56.95, and the NASDAQ dropped 213 points to 17,923.
And I would like to issue a personal invitation for you to, not just you, Austin, but for everybody listening today, to join us at 6:20. We're going to tap into Bay News 9, a station that covers Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota, and we're going to drop in two guys on the air over there, Brian McClure and Josh Linker, meteorologist on staff over there, at 6:20. All right. We're going to tap into their broadcast and find out exactly what's happening. We do know the winds are now not sustained, but gusting to 180, and the sustained wind's about 160.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. Well, you know what? It's about 5:55. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you now. We did have that accident report on Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound, this is right in front of the Chili's area. Also near the La Hacienda, you know what I'm saying, in Pace, near the Penn Air Credit Union as well. Alrighty, let's see. In that area, we've just got some minor congestion traveling eastbound. It's not too severe, but nonetheless, it is causing backup, so just keep that in mind if you're heading in that direction. Also, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, giving us problems as well. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 67 tonight, and tomorrow going to be a high of 88 and a low of 68.
Did you ever see the original Joker movie?
I've seen bits and pieces.
You know, there's a sequel going on. It's out there rolling around. But yeah, the Joker sequel really bombed at the box office. Failed to meet expectations. But still managed to squeak in the top position at the weekend box office. Fox is all over this one. Has more on Fox on Film.
Fox on Tech.
Some prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives are pressing social media giants to crack down on what they argue is misinformation and disinformation. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said recently, American freedom of speech is a major hurdle in combating, quote, disinformation.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground.
Governor Tim Walz suggested hate or inflammatory speech is not protected by the First Amendment. George Washington University law professor and Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley expressed this concern.
We are living through the most dangerous anti-free speech period in our history. That's largely due to this alliance, which is unprecedented, of government, media, academia, and corporations.
With Fox on Tech, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Fox on Film.
I'm Tony Genualdo.
The number one movie this week not only disappointed critics and audiences, but also stumbled at the box office.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, he's not. He's a monster.
Joker, Folie à Deux, earning $40 million in its opening weekend. The movie was expected to make as much as $70 million, but mixed reviews seem to have audiences steering clear. In second place, The Wild Robot.
Gosling's in print on the first thing they see.
Which would be you?
You're his mother now.
I do not have the programming.
The DreamWorks animated film adding another $18.7 million to its two-week total of $63.9 million. And in third place, Beetlejuice Beetlejuice with $10.3 million for a total of $265.5 million after 5 weeks in theaters. For Fox on Film, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Okay, we just want to kind of combine a couple of elements there, politics and a little bit of Hollywood with you.
Yeah, Fox giving us a doubleheader there. How about that?
Good for them.
Yeah, they're diverse.
Sometimes you can't get it out of them. Now they're just rolling it out.
they're diverse with their headlines just like we are. Also wanted to touch on this. It will soon cost more to play the Mega Millions lottery game. Starting in April, Mega Millions tickets will cost players $5 each. Other changes to the game include a prize multiplier being built in and randomly generated on every ticket sold. Mega Millions also says that there will be larger starting jackpots with the top prize growing faster, leading to bigger jackpots more frequently. The game will also no longer have break-even prices, or prizes, rather, meaning now when a player wins a prize, it will be for more than the cost of the ticket. So that's pretty interesting there. Not much of a Mega Millions guy, but we do touch on this a lot because a lot of people participate, and that's a pretty big headline there.
You know, I had a great afternoon. Actually, it was still morning when we did this. We did a presser over at the Bay Center meeting the new Ice Flyer team.
Really?
2024-25 team is in, and kind of walking around meeting everybody, and got a chance to have a sit down with Gary Graham, coach, of course, and then Greg Harris, the owner of the team. Great. Those interviews will run over on ESPN, our sister station, and I believe they're going to schedule us in for tomorrow. But a lot of interesting things in the dynamics that are around the Ice Flyers this year. You're going to see a lot more theme nights.
Right.
Very popular. They have
those fans invested.
Yeah. There you go. They have those pink breast cancer awareness jerseys for sale right now. Hey, folks, I got a chance to see them. These are gorgeous.
They are nice.
Just drop dead gorgeous. So if you want to support a great cause, Ice Flyers all behind it. But Greg Harris was telling me that they have so many nights that are dedicated to the community and for these different events and different things that they do, raising money for charities and stuff. It's going to be a very interesting year for the Pensacola Ice Flyers.
For sure. Also, the Supreme Court rejecting an appeal from R. Kelly, who's currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for his child sex convictions. Kelly's lawyers argued for a shorter statute of limitations on the charges dating back to the 90s, but the court declined to hear the case. Kelly also appealing a separate 30-year sentence for federal racketeering and sex trafficking convictions in New York.
Why didn't he want to hear it?
I mean, I don't know. Probably because the evidence against him is pretty damning.
Ooh, it's one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're going to hear from Bay 9 coming up in minutes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.